Halton Regional Council is backing a Buy Canadian push as uncertainty looms over potential new U.S. tariffs, urging governments to help protect local businesses. With $1.6 billion in infrastructure spending planned for 2025, the motion states that municipalities have the power to support Canadian suppliers, as long as trade agreements allow. Burlington Mayor Marianne Mead Ward, who put forth the motion, said that the region and municipalities need to be ready. "The next 4 years are going to be unpredictable," Mead Ward said. "So we want to be able to deploy our purchasing power in support of our local businesses, our local economy, our local community, and the jobs and funding that comes from that." On February 10, the U.S. added a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports, including those from Canada, set to take effect March 11. More tariffs could follow suit next month. Experts warn that such tariffs could lead to massive job losses and economic instability in both countries. A recent memo from Halton Region's acting CEO Bob Gray highlighted the risks of tariffs, including rising costs for essential goods and services, potential disruption to supply chains and increased pressure on social programs. With a $1.2 billion operating budget at stake, as well as the $1.6 billion earmarked for capital spending, staff have formed a cross-departmental working group to monitor impacts and explore procurement strategies that comply with trade agreements. Some industries are already feeling the pinch, particularly steel companies. "The damage has been done," said Burlington Councillor Kevin Galbraith, encouraging consumers, including the region and local municipalities, to take a second look at Canadian options. Milton Councillor Samira Ali recommended the Maple Scan app, which helps consumers identify Canadian-made products and suggests alternatives when none are available. "In this time of division and polarization, I really find it very heartwarming that Canadians are uniting under this issue, and especially for the immigrant community. We are finding who we are and we are very proud to be Canadian," Ali added. Halton Hills Councillor Clark Somerville stressed the need to stand behind Team Canada. "We have to make sure all of us are rowing our boat in the same way," he said. The council's motion calls on Ottawa and Queen's Park to work with municipalities to protect Canadian consumers, workers, and businesses, remove barriers preventing municipalities from prioritizing Canadian companies in procurement, ensure municipalities have the resources to respond to both community priorities and the impacts of U.S. tariffs, and take action to eliminate interprovincial trade barriers to strengthen Canada's economy.